T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here we go. Friday afternoon. And it is one hot Friday afternoon. Hopefully it doesn't get too hot on the show because it is Friday and this is Free For All Friday. We'll review a few of the topics that attracted a lot of response this week. Plus, we'll talk about a few new things. We'll be talking about the Saints, LSU, and Tulane playing big games this weekend. Also, a brief recap, and I mean a brief recap. I'm not going to go past the first hour with this, but some cuts from the Democratic debate last night. Hey, right now, reach over, crank it up. This is what you've been waiting for. All right, as you know, Fridays are a day when we try to have fun. However, since there was a debate of the Democratic candidates last night, we are going to play some of those highlights. I know. Not on a Friday, Scoot. Please don't do it on a Friday. We're going to do a couple of the cuts because, there were some things that were borderline funny at the debate last night. I didn't see all of it, but I saw much of it. We've got a number of highlights from the debate. But there were some crazy things that were said, in particular by Beto O'Rourke. He said something really crazy, and I know it's going to give a lot of ammunition, and I guess that's the right way to put it, a lot of ammunition to those who want to believe that the government is coming to take your guns away. But they're not. We'll set the record straight on that, and we'll also let you hear what he had to say. There's also a story on our website at WWL.com that I do want to talk about, which is about a new product, plant-based shrimp. It's a substitute for shrimp, but it's plant-based. And I saw one comment on the WWL radio Facebook page from someone who said, next they're going to just make everything. Look, this is an option for people who don't eat meat. And this is America. And people have a choice to not eat meat. Now, I don't know what this is going to taste like. It's made from seaweed and algae. So apparently it has kind of a shrimpy flavor and smell to it, but it's plant-based shrimp. So we'll talk a little bit about that because there's a growing number of people who are vegetarians, growing number of people who are vegan, and really many people just say that they're on a plant-based diet. So they only eat stuff that is plant-based. And there's a growing number of restaurants around New Orleans and, of course, around the country that cater to this particular clientele. So today is Friday the 13th, but not only that. There's also a full moon. How's your day been so far? Has anything bad happened to you that you could attribute to Friday the 13th? You know, it's all psychological, don't you? I hope you know that. It's just psychological. There's no scientific evidence showing that Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. And coming up at 2 o'clock, we'll talk about Friday the 13th and the full moon. And there are those who believe, even in modern times, based on the testimony of law enforcement officers and emergency room employees, that during a full moon, they are busier. But the question is, does a full moon really affect human behavior? And maybe the business that you're in, you've noticed that people get crazy when there's a full moon, or behavior is different. We'll set the record straight on that coming up at 2 o'clock. Here's a text. If we can't have almond milk, then how can we have plant-based shrimp? Well, that's true. I mean, that's a problem in Louisiana. We talked about that on the show. It can be called something that is a substitute for shrimp, but they can't officially name it plant-based shrimp, which, by the way, it's ridiculous because if it's plant-based, then it's not a shrimp. It's kind of like almond milk. It's not from a cow because it says almond. You know, we had a whole show on this because of the ridiculous legislation that passed in the last legislative session that said we have to label things in a truthful manner. And so you can't have a veggie burger because it's not really a burger. Which, you know, I mean, isn't that kind of stupid? If they say veggie burger, you know what it is. You know it's not a burger. But in the wisdom of our legislature, they decided to make happy some of the groups that give money to put them in office. So they don't really care about practicality. They don't care about us. They care about satisfying the people who put them in office. And I guess that's what they have to do. But let's just expose it and talk about it for what it is. But this, you know, fact labeling thing is a bit ridiculous, in my opinion. If you want to join us with a comment, it is free for all Friday. Our number is 260-1870. Area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, just ask any teacher whether a full moon affects behavior. Well, again, we're going to talk about this at 2 o'clock and got some great bumper music planned for Friday the 13th and also for the full moon, which is coming up. You know, I noticed the moon last night. It was almost full, so out of my apartment window downtown. And I was thinking about today being Friday the 13th, and I said, oh, man, Friday the 13th and a full moon. This is going to be awesome. We'll have a lot of fun talking about this. And I do hope to set the record straight. From Hammond, Dennis, you're on WWL. Happy Friday.
Yeah, I was born on a Friday the 13th. Anyhow, I wanted to, with tongue-in-cheek, propose menus for the next two Sundays. And they're this Sunday, area restaurants should serve slow-cooked Western-style barbecued ram.
Now, it's meat. A ram would be like
a mountain goat.
Like a mountain goat. Okay, yeah. You can find some people eat mountain goat. I'm sure there's like places where, especially like a place like Colorado, where you can get barbecued mountain goat.
And next Sunday, I would propose fillet of seahawk in Cajun stew.
Now, it wouldn't actually be a seahawk, would it? What bird would you use in place of a seahawk if you couldn't find a seahawk?
Well, I think you could use the breast of a seahawk.
Yeah. I mean, I guess seahawks are not on any kind of endangered list. I guess you can shoot them.
Well, we should consider them endangered when the Saints play them.
Well, I like that idea. So, Dennis, you're born on you were born on Friday the 13th?
Yeah, in October.
Okay, so would you consider your life to be a life of being unlucky?
Oh no, I'm still lucky to still be here.
Well,
I'm going to be 80.
Wow. Yeah, I've said many times on the air that I'm lucky to be here, too.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Well, Dennis, I like your suggestions on the menus, and we'll be talking about that as well. I appreciate the call. If you've got a comment, you want to join our show on this Friday afternoon, it is free for all Friday. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. And our text is 870-870. All right, so coming up, a couple of quick highlights from the Democrats debating last night. And look, there were times when it got to be kind of feisty, and I actually enjoy those moments when they really go after each other. Eddie Money has passed away at the age of 70. He was known to be a partier. I know that there is this link between Eddie Money and the New York City Police Department. If I'm not mistaken, he wasn't actually a police officer, but he did start training to become a police officer, and then ended up being a very popular rock star in the 70s and into the 80s. Eddie Money was known to partake in mind-altering substances, not the least of which was a lot of alcohol. Anyway, rest in peace, Eddie Money. I'm Scoot. It's Friday. We're coming right back on WWL. Hey, a lot of people must have gotten drunk because some people took advantage of my suggestion in the Scoot Report video yesterday that you take a shot every time one of the Democratic candidates talks about giving something away. Hey, man, give me another shot of that stuff. Yeah, I got a lot of reaction to that on the Facebook, WWL Radio, and SOTA as well. All right, look, let's get this out of the way. I mean, I just want to show you that I am a very responsible radio talk show host, and as much fun as I want to have really throughout the day, let's just go ahead and run through some of the things that were said last night at the Democratic debate. Now, there was a lot of criticism because some of the candidates really went after each other. And there was criticism of that after. And I got to be honest with you, that's what makes it entertaining. You know, you could argue it's not good for the Democratic Party, but that's what makes it fun to watch them going after each other. Anyway, here's a part of what Joe Biden had to say in the debate last night.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. A kid coming from a very poor school, or a very poor background, will hear 4 million words fewer spoken by the time they get there. There's
Thank
so
you, Mr.
much.
Vice
we, no, I'm going to go like the rest of them do, twice over, okay?
What? No. Really, I'm not really sure. I mean, we don't know what the setup was, but I mean, even when he started talking about it, you kind of had a grasp for what he was saying, and then you kind of got a little bit lost. Cory Booker was a little feisty last night. Here's what he said about criminal justice.
We have a criminal justice system that is so racially biased. We have more African Americans under criminal supervision today than all the slaves in 1850.
And Peter Buttigieg talked about what Americans need to know.
We have to know what we are about. And this election is not about any of us up here. It is not about this president, even though it's hard to talk of anything else some days. It's about the people who trust us with their lives.
And Kamala Harris talked about President Trump. She really went after him pretty heavily.
Donald Trump. In office on trade policy, you know, he reminds me of that guy in The Wizard of Oz. You know, when you pull back the curtain, it's a really small dude.
Well, I don't know how she can get away with saying that because we fact checked that and President Trump is not a small dude. So we I guess we corrected that. Bernie Sanders talked about Trump's trade policy.
Trump thinks that trade policy is a tweet at 3 o'clock in the morning.
And Elizabeth Warren talked about immigration.
Immigration does not make us weaker. Immigration makes us stronger. I want to see us expand legal immigration and create a pathway to citizenship for our dreamers, but also for their grandparents and for their cousins.
You know, the Democrats are just feeding raw meat to the Republicans. The Democrats in general have not done a good enough job standing up and saying that most of them are not for open borders. And the Republicans have painted this picture that Democrats are for open borders and all Democrats are not for open borders. But shame on the Democrats for not doing a better job of defending themselves. They haven't done that. And then there's the whole issue of gun control. And here's what Beto O'Rourke said last night.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
No, you can't say that. And I mean, don't say that. First of all, it's not going to happen. But this is going to be great material for the Republicans to throw against the Democrats. And if the Democrats want to win, the first thing they need to do is not defeat themselves. Now, Beto O'Rourke isn't the nominee. So what he says is what he believes and what he wants to promote, but that doesn't mean that he's going to be the Democratic nominee. But hell yes, we're going to take away your AR-15s and your AK-47s. No, the government's not going to do that, but that is going to add fodder to this whole idea that Democrats want the government to come get your guns, and they don't. But again, shame on the Democrats for not doing a better job of defending themselves. It's their fault. And Tom Perez, who is the head of the Democratic National Committee, to me, this seems like one of the most inept politicians ever. And I'm a politician or political leaders. He just doesn't give me the impression that he really knows how to define the Democratic Party. But Democrats are taking hits from Republicans on immigration and gun control, and they're not defending themselves. So anyway, I thought that was really interesting. Hey, can we play Castro-Biden exchange? There were a couple of exchanges. You know, we're kind of getting this out of the way early because as a responsible talk show host, I want to cover the debates last night. But and we can talk about any of this, but I do like to have fun. And we've got the Castro. Okay, this was a moment when Joaquin Castro attacked former Vice President Joe Biden. And this got a little heated.
They do not have to buy in. They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
They would have to buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
Are you forgetting already what you said just 2 minutes ago?
For the record, Castro was wrong, and Joe Biden did not make a mistake. But this was one of those moments when he was attacking the front runner. And, you know, that, I mean, that's kind of what you have to do. Look, politics is a dirty game, and politics is a spectator sport. And you and I have made it that way. Here was an exchange between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can.
So, yeah. You know, there were a few moments. And if you want to comment on any of this, if you watched it last night and you want to comment, I'm sorry. It's Julian. Yes, I made a mistake here. I said Joaquin. It's Julian Castro. He's a former mayor of San Antonio, Texas, and he was secretary for one of the secretaries in the Obama administration. And, you know, a lot of promise. And he's, I guess he's the only Hispanic on the stage. And Pete Buttigieg, this is so interesting. The only openly gay guy is the only veteran on the stage. So in a way, those who want to criticize Pete Buttigieg because he's gay, they have to give him credit for being the only veteran on the stage. And to me, that gives him a lot of credibility. I don't think he's going to make it to the top, but he's got a lot of good ideas. And I'll tell you what I really like about him and what we should all like about him, whether you're Republican or Democrat, is the fact that he represents more of a moderate voice. And it's unfortunate that whether it's Republican or Democrat, the moderate voices are not heard as clearly as the extreme voices. But an extreme candidate from the left is, I don't think that person's going to win the presidency. Look, I mean, we've got a lot of time to talk about this and a lot of time to follow it, but it's fun to watch. But Buttigieg just have some really, really good ideas with more of a moderate position. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, we have made a few changes. There's more talk and fewer interruptions in the afternoon on WWL. I'm Scoot. It's Friday afternoon. Glad you're with us. It's Friday the 13th from Kenner. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good.
Free for all Friday, right? Friday the 13th.
Free for all Friday the 13th, full moon tonight.
Last April, Friday the 13th, my wife and I got married.
Well, congratulations.
On Friday the 13th. And it was funny that we picked that date because her birthday is the weekend after. It's mm-hmm. Jazz Fest. And there was the only date in that time frame was the 13th. And she's like, do you really want to get married on Friday the 13th? I was like, do you really believe in Friday the 13th? So it's funny that now that we're on another Friday the 13th, she woke up this morning and told me happy year and a half anniversary. Because it's another Friday the 13th.
Look, I think that's really cool. And you really do bring up a good point, Ryan. It's about the perception of a Friday the 13th.
Right.
And if you enter a day and you think the day's going to be a bad luck day, then you're only going to invite negativity. And you're only going to blame every little thing that happens that's not perfect. You're going to blame that on it being Friday the 13th. And that's just going to put you into a whole mental negative cycle.
Exactly. And, you know, on the superstitious part, 13's always been my lucky number. I wore it 1 year in Biddy basketball as a kid, and we went to the championship, and it was the only year I ever played in the championship for basketball. And so it's kind of funny that it fell on our wedding day being the 13th as my lucky number, but hotels won't have a 13th floor.
Well, some hotels don't. Is it all hotels? Do all
Most
hotels don't have
don't.
A 13th? Do
Most
all hotels
don't
have
if you
a 13th
really
floor?
Pay attention in an elevator, there's rarely any 13th floors.
I know a lot of buildings don't have 13 floors, but I've never paid attention to that in hotels.
Next time you go in a hotel anywhere, okay. Scoot, check it out. Most of them don't have a 13th floor.
All right. Hey, Ryan.
I like the number.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Scoot. Have a good one.
Glad things are working out. But, you know, if Ryan and his wife get into some kind of a big argument, you know, I mean, at some point down the road, hopefully this doesn't happen, but, you know, somebody might say, well, you know, you see, it's because they got married on Friday the 13th. But again, it's all about what we talk about often when it comes to politics. It's all about confirmation bias. People find reasons to support what they believe. And if you believe Friday the 13th is a negative day, an unlucky day, you're going to find things that support that. From New Orleans, Piper, welcome to our show.
Hey, what's up, Scoot?
Hey, Piper.
How you been, man?
I've been good.
Yeah, I've been listening to you. I've been trying to get through it. I haven't had a chance.
That's good.
My comment is simple. I see that you're, you know, commenting about all these front runners and the big traditionals. What about some of those independent candidates and some of those smaller people that don't get that airtime and stuff? They've got a ton of good stuff to say. I've been listening, you know.
Yeah.
So that was my comment.
Well, all right, Piper. I'm glad you called. Look. We've talked about this on the show. You know that there are so many things that support my premise that news is entertainment. And think about how it was set up last night. Amy Klobuchar is at the far end. Julian Castro is at the other end. They put the top people right in the middle. Joe Biden, the leading candidate, is right in the middle. If it were a random selection, Joe Biden might be on the end or close to the end. But they don't want that for the cameras. They don't want that for the presentation of the debate on television. They want the top people right there in the middle. It's Joe Biden. It's Bernie Sanders. It's Kamala Harris. It's Elizabeth Warren right there in the center. So don't think this isn't planned. So it is unfortunate that if you are in the lead, you automatically get more attention than people who really do need the attention. As far as an independent candidate is concerned, you know, there are some of the Democrats are more independently thinking than others. But it would be very difficult for an independent to win because the independent would take votes away from either Trump or from the Democrat that becomes the nominee. And that's traditionally what happens when there's a strong independent in a race. It really does tend to sway an election. From Covington, Matt, hey, how are you? Welcome.
Hey, doing pretty good. You know, again, as a progressive, as a Democrat, I just felt like all these candidates, they're not inspiring. Everyone had an off night. I just felt they spent way too much time talking about the minutiae of a healthcare program. You all agree that universal health care in some form, whether it be a public option or whatever, needs to be implemented. Fine. Let's move on and let's talk about, you know, inspiring and what a great country we are and the challenges we have. And, you know, that's the one thing that Obama did, Clinton did, and anyone who's going to win. You have to inspire all of us.
Boy, and who did that? Who did that better than anybody? Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Definitely. You have to inspire people. And I just don't see, you know, Biden is just his syntax, he just looks old. He's not up for the task. He's too old. I honestly think there could be a dark horse here somewhere because none of these candidates I'm impressed with. You know, I'll hold my nose and vote for a Democrat, but I'm telling you, if I were Trump, I would feel pretty good after looking at yesterday's,
So Matt, among the 10 on the stage last night, who would you give the advantage to?
I would only give it to Biden because, you know, he's the legacy candidate. I mean, he's the Trump, he's the, the Obama holdover, and I just don't really see anyone else. Taking away our guns and all that, you got to be smarter about policy, about gun control, gun safety. I'm talking about Beto O'Rourke. I mean, everyone understands the carnage that's going on in this country, and we need, you know, better policies as far as, background checks and all that. But you have to be nuanced. You can't say stupid things like he just said.
I agree.
I almost feel like they're just pressing buttons and they're not really leading.
Yeah. Matt, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'm getting some text here, like this one that says, isn't the 14th floor really the 13th floor? So I guess it makes people feel better. Yeah, if there's no 13th floor in a hotel, well, the floor after the 12th floor is technically the 13th floor. So would you want to stay on that floor? There are three airlines that don't have a row 13 on their flights. Yeah. We'll set the record straight and talk about the truth behind Friday the 13th and the full moon coming up just after the news at 2 o'clock. I'm Scoot, Free for All Friday. We're coming right back with more of your comments on WWL. Hey, you know, there was a moment last night when Julian Castro was attacking Biden, and I felt like this is the song that he really wanted to sing to Joe Biden last night. I know, and then there was criticism from some of the political analysts criticizing the Democratic candidates that went on the offensive, but... But I mean, look, honestly, isn't that what it makes it kind of exciting? Isn't that what makes it a little more entertaining? Fox News did full coverage of the Democratic debate following the debate. Well, the debate was on ABC, so it wasn't on Fox News. But after Fox News dedicated their programming to analyzing the debate, and I'm sure there were a lot of people that did not want Fox News to give the Democrats any publicity, but they did. From downtown Elwin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, man. Look, it's glad to talk to you again. How you been with your injuries?
I'm good. I still have a bit of a limp, still sore. But, you know, I'm doing really good and lucky to be here. So thanks for asking.
I want to talk to you about Eddie Money.
Okay.
His real name was Eddie Mahoney.
Yeah, that's right.
Look, I seen him at the auditorium. He was one of the very first concerts I went to, but the very first concert I went to was Bad Company in Kansas.
Uh-huh.
But back to Eddie Money, he was great. He was a nice. He was a great performer. We are losing the good performers, man, and we leaving and they're leaving us with crap. I mean, some of the performers today, I wouldn't pay a dime to go see. But Eddie Money was just great. I mean, he was a fantastic man. I never met him, but I have a lot of his stuff today, and I'm going to play a lot of his stuff after your show. And
well, good.
May he rest in peace.
Yes.
Because I was really into Eddie Money.
Yeah, sad. We got the news that he was at stage 4 cancer, I think, for the esophagus. And we got news that he was at, I think, stage 4. And boy, that was just a couple of weeks ago. And it didn't take long.
It was sad to hear. It was sad to hear him that he died.
Yeah.
But he left us some music to play. And, you know, he had throat cancer. Yeah. And I'm sorry to. Sorry he had that.
Well, Elwin, I know he appreciates that, and I know that he will enjoy you playing his music and paying tribute to him. And we're going to do another Eddie Money song going into our next break.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Elwin, appreciate the call. If you've got a comment this afternoon, it is Free for All Friday. Our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, this is concerning the candidates, every candidate last night said they were for an assault weapons ban. Well, an assault weapons ban is totally different than promoting the idea that the government is coming to take your guns away. Those two things are different. We had an assault weapons ban in this country, and it was under, George W. Bush, I believe? No, it might have been under, Was the assault weapons ban? I think I think the assault weapons ban was under the first Bush. It was in effect for 10 years, and it expired in. Look, I'm just guessing here. It expired in 2009, 2010. So maybe it was expired under Bush, maybe. But anyway, the point is there was an assault weapons ban in effect. Did it work? You know, there are different reports that say it was effective. It wasn't effective. But I guess the real point is we had it in effect, and when it was in effect, the government did not come and take your guns. Okay, so wait, I'm getting the information right now from Ian. Signed into effect, wow, 1994, this day, September 13th, 1994, Bill Clinton signed the assault weapons ban into effect, and it expired 10 years later, it expired in 2004. Okay, and that was our recent memory of it. You know, again, did it help? Well, I don't know. There's different studies that, you know, again, some say it did, some say it didn't have any effect. But the point is, and this is a fact, this is not my opinion, the fact is, during the assault weapons ban, the government did not come and take your guns away. But look, the Democrats are leaving themselves open on two fronts. The Republicans are painting the Democrats as the party that wants open borders, and therefore every candidate wants open borders, and they support the government taking your guns away. And neither of those things accurately define all the Democrats in the race. But if the Democrats don't do a better job standing up and defending themselves when it comes to that, then they're going to allow the Republicans to give them that image. Here's a text that says, the only one that I could consider voting for is Mr. Yang. Yeah, I mean, he is a real interesting character. You know, in a way, since he's a businessman and he's not a politician, it's really interesting that in some ways there are some similarities between Yang and Trump. I don't know that Yang is going to get there, but you know, if you listen to what they say, and it's unfortunate that charisma plays such a big role in getting attention. Some people say the right things, but they don't have the right charisma. And you know, he's kind of a low-key kind of person, but you know, he talked about how he's Asian, talked about how his family immigrated to this country. And here he is running for president of the United States. And since he was born here, he's a U.S. citizen. Here is text that says, this is about Friday the 13th at the number 13. An interesting tidbit, there's no number four floor in China. As the number four and the word for death sound very similar in Mandarin Chinese. I did not know that. Never been to China. Would be really interesting to go there. Look, anybody in the New Orleans East area that had the precautionary boil water advisory, they would consider today to be a very unlucky day. This really is bad. This happens more often than it should. This doesn't happen in other cities like it happens here, these boil water advisories. And it's because the whole system is a cluster. I guess we could put it that way. If you want to join us with a comment, numbers 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Eddie Money passed away at the age of 70. This was a partier. This was a drinker. And he died from throat cancer. He wasn't a real young guy, but I mean, 70 is not old either. 70's like the new 30 right now. Anyway, Eddie Money passed away. We'll continue to honor him by playing a few of his songs throughout the show this afternoon. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back. This is WWL. Hey, you know, this song, I Don't Care by Fall Out Boy, describes the way a lot of people feel about the Democratic debate last night. Hey, I'm running out of time, so if you're on hold, hang on. I'll get to your call coming up after the news. Also, coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about the truth behind Friday the 13th and a full moon, because today is Friday the 13th, and there's a full moon tonight. Are you ready? Did you wake up kind of scared? Here's our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. How would you rate this Friday the 13th? Lucky or unlucky? Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Here's a text that says, Beto O'Rourke said, yes, we're coming to get your AR-15s and your AK-47s. Okay, that's one candidate, and I think that was a mistake for him to say that. But the government is not going to come and get your guns, and they're not going to get your AR-15s and your AK-47s. Now, the Republicans want you to think that, but they're not. I'm Scoop. We're coming back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.